If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 258. Yet another reason you could be wasting your time with long, slow, fat-burning aerobic workouts. By Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, it's Wednesday already. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, sometimes with a little bit of commentary. Now, don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you make me really happy because I love hearing and answering your questions. Plus, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. Speaking of, today's article goes really well with the Q&A I did back in episode 250 on high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. We're going to hear a lot more about that in today's post from Ben. So let's get right into it and continue optimizing your life. Yet another reason you could be wasting your time with long, slow, fat-burning aerobic workouts. By Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. You may have read a post from a few weeks ago about why you could be wasting your time with long, slow, fat-burning workouts. There's more news today. Check out this excerpt from The Science Daily. Quote, "The usual excuse of lack of time for not doing enough exercise is blown away by new research published in the Journal of Physiology. The study, from scientists at Canada's McMaster University, adds to the growing evidence for the benefits of short-term, high-intensity interval training, HIIT, as a time-efficient but safe alternative to traditional types of moderate long-term exercise. Astonishingly, it is possible to get more by doing less. We have shown that interval training does not have to be all out in order to be effective," says Professor Martin Gabala. "Doing 10 one-minute sprints on a standard stationary bike with about 1 minute of rest in between three times a week works as well in improving muscle as many hours of conventional long-term biking less strenuously. HIIT means doing a number of short bursts of intense exercise with short recovery breaks in between. The authors have already shown with young, healthy college students that this produces the same physical benefits as conventional long-duration endurance training, despite taking much less time, and amazingly, actually doing less exercise. However, the previous work used a relatively extreme setup that involved all-out pedaling on a specialized laboratory bicycle. The new study used a standard stationary bicycle and a workload which was still above most people's comfort zone, about 95% of maximal heart rate, but only about half of what can be achieved when people sprint at an all-out pace. This less extreme HIIT method may work well for people whose doctors might have worries about them exercising all out, like older, less fit, and slightly overweight folks. We have known for years that repeated moderate long-term exercise tunes up fuel and oxygen delivery to muscles and aids the removal of waste products. Exercise also improves the way the muscles use oxygen to burn the fuel in mitochondria, the microscopic power station of cells. Running or cycling for hours a week widens the network of vessels supplying muscle cells and also boost the numbers of mitochondria in them so that a person can carry out activities of daily living more effectively and without strain, and crucially, with less risk of a heart attack, stroke, or diabetes. But the traditional approach to exercise is time-consuming. Martin Gabala and his team have shown that the same results can be obtained in far less time with brief spurts of higher-intensity exercise. To achieve the study's equivalent results by endurance training, you'd need to complete over 10 hours of continuous moderate bicycling exercise over a 2-week period. The secret to why HIIT is so effective is unclear. However, the study by Gabala and his colleagues also provides insight into the molecular signals that regulate muscle adaptation to interval training. It appears that HIIT stimulates many of the same cellular pathways that are responsible for the beneficial effects we associate with endurance training. The upside of doing more exercise is well known, but a big question for most people thinking of getting fit is, how much time out of my busy life do I need to spend to get the perks? Martin Gabala says, no time to exercise is not an excuse now that HIIT can be tailored for the average adult. Gabala adds, quote, while still a demanding form of training, the exercise protocol we used should be possible to do by the general public, and you don't need more than an average exercise bike, end quote. The McMaster team's future research will examine whether HIIT can bring health benefits to people who are overweight or who have metabolic diseases like diabetes. As the evidence for HIIT continues to grow, a new frontier in the fitness field emerges, end quote. Folks, as a fitness, triathlon, and fat loss consultant, I finally started seeing big results in my clients and athletes when I began incorporating a high amount of HIIT in their programs. It's the entire philosophy I utilized to design the fat-burning book, Shape 21, the Lean Body Manual. It is also the same philosophy I used to design the Triathlon Dominator, a complete plan for succeeding at Ironman and half Ironman triathlons with half of the normal training time. That's not all. It is the same philosophy I used to design every beginner, intermediate, and advanced sprint, Olympic, half Ironman, and Ironman triathlon plans at the Rockstar Triathlete Academy, and is the focus of many of our coach Q&A calls and forum discussions. As I've said before, long, slow, aerobic fat-burning workouts certainly have a time and place. For example, one such time and place is in the morning for anywhere from 20 to 60 minutes when you need an extra fat-burning boost, if you can still find the time to do intervals and metabolic resistance training later in the day. Another use of such workouts would be to train your body for a competition and gain the mental and physical tolerance to sit in a bicycle saddle for 5 to 8 hours, or to stay on your feet during a marathon for 2.5 to 5 hours. But don't fool yourself into thinking that you're getting significantly fitter during these long sessions, especially when compared to fast interval training, and only rely on these long sessions as part of an endurance training program that includes intervals, or as part of a fat loss program if you can still find the time to do intervals. You just listened to the post titled, Yet Another Reason You Could Be Wasting Your Time with Long, Slow, Fat-Burning Aerobic Workouts by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mentioned this before in episode 250 when I did the Q&A on high-intensity interval training. For the longest time, we used to think that this type of training was not safe for most people. But now we're learning, as Ben mentioned in his article, that this actually may be safe for pretty much everyone, even those with a history of cardiovascular disease or diabetes. Ben mentioned that we need a little bit more research to determine whether high-intensity interval training is helpful for those with metabolic disease, like diabetes. And he's right, but when I look at the preliminary research, we are finding that it may even help those with diabetes. It may help their bodies become more sensitive to insulin, which is what we would want. With diabetes, and I'll talk more about this on this week's Q&A show, we're learning that the body does not respond well to insulin. So we want the body to become more sensitive to insulin. That's a good thing. And with high-intensity interval training, that seems to happen. Now, as always, my disclaimer. Before you jump right in and start using HIIT training, be sure you check with your doctor first. But if he or she clears you, give it a shot. When I incorporate HIIT training, I'm in and out of the gym in like 20 minutes, and I am wiped. But don't get me wrong. I, of course, do include those longer, slower workouts too. And those are great for recovery days. For example, a long walk with my wife at the beach is a great thing to do for me on my recovery day. It clears my mind and it's still using the large muscle groups. Now, before I go, I want to remind you that I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61 I love OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you make me super happy because that's one of my favorite parts of the show. And as a bonus, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month from us. That does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you on tomorrow's show with a post from Nerd Fitness and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.